Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. At least once a week, I'm contacted by somebody who is understandably in a bit of a panic because they've just received a cease and desist letter that could perhaps be asking them to stop using a brand name that they've invested a lot of time and money on. Now, the most important advice I'm going to give you is very simple. Stop. Don't do anything. Don't react by contacting them directly. Don't react by posting about it on social media. What you need to do is then talk to an attorney. Now, when you talk to an attorney, you're going to go through a couple of important things. The first important thing is to ascertain what all the relevant facts are. Are there trademark applications involved? Are there trademark registrations involved? What are the names involved? What are the services involved? How long has each party been using those names? The attorney should also work with you to weigh the options. One option might have to be changing the name. One option might be fighting back. In fighting back, there's a wide range of how aggressive or conciliatory the response could be. And again, these all depend on the facts, because the other important thing is that every situation is unique. And that's why before you overreact, before you say something or post something that could come back to harm you, I recommend, if you've received a cease and desist letter, that the first thing you do is contact an attorney. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.